Oh, hallelujah, let people serve the Lord, oh God. Oh, let me all the people have to be, oh God. Don't let people come and leave the soul where they change the change by your power on this line tonight, oh God.
Glory.
By your power divine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, have you, Lord God, almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Lord God Almighty, Lord God my Savior, Lord God my Redeemer, Lord of all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Kenny.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming to another United Fellowship of Jesus tonight. We're glad that you are all here tonight, and we're glad to have you on the United Fellowship broadcast line here tonight. Y'all keep praying as the United Remnant team is growing, and as we as it grows, the ministry is going to grow, and God is going to bring together the worshipers, the United Network of Believers across this nation and across the world. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just give you come before your throne of grace and mercy, Lord. Thank you for your love, your peace, and your kindness tonight, God. Thanking you, Lord God, for the new messages that are in the Bible Learning Center that you led me to put up today, God. And thank you for the new study that I've been able to start with this other university, Lord God, for my own personal study time, Lord God, and finding some wonderful things that I've learned from there that I can post within our online Bible Learning Center, God. And thank you, Lord God, that as we grow closer to you, Lord God, that as we know that your coming is sooner than what we even know. Father, let us know, Lord God, that in this hour, God, the only way to get to heaven is through you. The only way to get to heaven is through you, Jesus. So, Jesus, as we know that, God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Not to get to the Father, but through you, Father. Tonight I pray, Lord, that your people will take you seriously. That, Lord God, they will know that if they're not yours, Father, then they are Satan's. That it's not cut dry. And many people think, Lord, that just because they took a salvation prayer, God, that it makes them saved. But Lord, your word says, working out your own soul salvation as unto the Lord with fear and trembling. God, for we repent tonight for where we may have fallen short in our lives, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you cleanse our hearts, our minds, our bodies, souls, and spirits tonight, God. Lord, I pray that your people, which are called by your name, will humble themselves, Father, and turn from their wicked way. Lord, in this hour, I know that many have walked down the wrong road for just a moment, and then all of a sudden were convicted and stopped what they were doing, God. Lord, that's called divine intervention. The Holy Spirit convicting so you don't mess up. So, Father God, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells and lives within each one of us, God. But, Lord, I pray, Lord God, as it dwells within each one of us, God, I pray, Lord God, that we will humble ourselves before your throne. And, Lord God, as Minister Aaron is on his way, God, let that word of forgiveness be preached tonight, God. Lord God, an unfailing love that is beyond what even most of us can even understand. Hallelujah. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we are forgiven. You are. Because of what you had done on that cross. But Lord, the only way that can happen is if we walk and we talk and we speak with you. Hallelujah. Let's take a moment here to hear from the Lord tonight. Take a moment here tonight. Just let his voice speak to you. I think so much we are so quick to move in a service where we don't let the Holy Spirit move. We talked about travailing and prevailing prayer over the last couple of weeks, and we've been going through a time of deliverance in this ministry. But God wants that to be an internal deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I pray tonight, God, that we will take you seriously. We will know about your amazing love. I'm so amazed at how you take my life, and you love me more and more than I deserve. I'm led away by your power to change my life. Once more I'm planted in you. And who would know that I once was on a roll so far away from you? Is that I live my life? Show the world your amazing love. Your amazing love. Your love is so divine. Your love transforms my soul and my mind. Your love has the power to bring me amazing love, amazing love. I'm so amazed at the wonder of a creation. I will honor you, Lord. You're my golden treasure and my life. I will rest in you and praise you eternally. And oh, what now that I would start all alone, so far away from you. All I know is what, so that I live my life to show away your amazing love. Your love is so amazing that you chose to die for me. Your love is so amazing that you chose to wash me. Your love is so amazing that you chose to forgive me.
Hallelujah.
forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm lifted. Hallelujah. I'm the star, you hear my place in your heart. A place that no one else could feel. But sin kept your spirit from working in me. I couldn't look at my life honestly until the day my will gave away to the truth that you found, that I found, oh Lord, in you. I never knew how, oh Lord, I never knew how good it could be. Standing up and totally free. Now I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. Jesus, keep giving. Oh, keep giving. Wash away all the things that's not of you. God, give you my heart as your power overflows. Now I can see other person who's free. Even when I slip and fall, you are the God that I know. And wash me and cleanse my soul. So I'm forgiven as long as I believe for what you did on Calvary. I'm forgiven as long as I walk with you and I talk with you. Oh, I'm forgiven. As long, Lord, as long as I work out my salvation with fear and trembling, and I know you are my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My people, you say you are mine. You say that you took a salvation prayer. You think that just because you once took a prayer that that makes you saved. There were many, many have said by my name. He said, many are not walking with me. He said, many have been called by my name, but they will not humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way. I keep calling my people to higher heights and deeper depths, but each one of you along the way has pushed me out of your lives, out of your churches, out of your families, out of your schools, out of your very soul. He says, coronavirus, COVID, was my wake-up call not just for America, but for the whole wide world, to turn from their wicked way and know that I am God. Not talking about my servant here. I am talking about the whole, the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The El Shaddai, the Elohim, the Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Nissi. Are you putting me as your number one, or what God in your life is before me, saith the Lord? He said, many in this day, America has fallen because they have worshipped their gods more than they have worshipped me. They have made gods out of their presidents. They have made gods out of their government officials. They have made gods out of their sexual immorality. They have made gods out of men and women. For this, the Lord said, in this day, in this hour, that this is a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah / Babylon. He said, and yet you do not have to walk this way if you would just worship me, saith the Lord. I have given many tools, I have given many troops, and I have given my word. Then why will you not follow what I have commanded? Some of you want to preach my word, but you yourself don't know nothing. Some of you want to be leaders in my kingdom, but you have not learned how to be a servant first.
I did not plan on this tonight. I had no idea the Lord was going to say any of this tonight. God is starting to wake up my natural family in some aspect. My dad and I had a wonderful conversation. Since my vehicle went down, he's had to drive me to drop off the title, and we had a long conversation, and it was a good conversation. And I got a chance to see that my dad has been being a light in the midst of the darkness over there. And I told my pops, I said, look, Dad, you're not alone. I'm here with you. And God's with you most of all. Apostle Robin, if anything the Lord may have laid upon your spirit right now, this has been a worldly message from the Lord, just in prophetic word to wake up the body. You know, we've had attacks from all over the way, everywhere. But some of those attacks we've brought upon ourselves. It's the hardest thing for us to accept that we brought them upon ourselves. If we would have just listened, God said, go this way or go that way, some of those attacks would not have happened. My family here, we've caught the coronavirus twice, okay? But each time we caught it, we overcome it. Normally, if you catch it a second time around, that's rare for you to even be able to overcome it, because they say your body had already been jolted in your breathing, especially when you have asthmatic issues. But power in the blood of Jesus Christ, I was able to overcome it. My wife was able to overcome it, and those in this house were able to overcome it. But we cannot say that for everybody, because not every one of us is our faith where it needs to be. You know, this ministry is even bigger than just what's on this broadcast line of people that call in. And Robin and Ken can tell you that, because we minister to different people throughout the week. You know, Aaron can even attest to that as well. That, you know, there's more than just who's on this line that we minister to, that we are working on uniting with. God is doing something big. But before he can take it to the next level or the next step, I keep seeing in the spiritual realm, Ken, that God is removing the baggage. And Robin, the reason why the Lord told you to take a time of silence before him is because he's going to show you some things of how to help Apostle Nick to tighten up the reins just a little bit more. And he's also going to show you some other things as well. Because the Lord said in this hour, Robin, that the Lord has called you as a leader intercessor. He says he's called you to be a leader intercessor because that is a gift you have. He says he's getting ready to take you even to higher heights and deeper depths within that prayer intercession. He says people are going to learn from you what travailing prayer is. They're going to learn from you how to go into the inner courts properly without falling dead when they go before the anointings of God. Because there, as we speak, there are bishops and apostles that cannot step into travailing prayer themselves because they themselves are not right with God. We all have our struggles, sisters and brothers. We all have our going throughs, and we know this is a tough season and a tough time. But with that being said, one thing the Lord keeps telling me is a lot of us, we're making it tougher on ourselves. And that's a hard thing for some to swallow, that you're making it harder on yourself. Some of us have been so used to being a certain way for so long, we're just going to let the Holy Spirit lead right now. Amen, Minister Aaron? And everybody here okay? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We want God to do this or that for us, but then what about us putting in the time to build a relationship with him? Apostle Kim, now I understand by some things that I've had to deal with for the last 10 months, I understand now why God is mad at the world. And disappointed. He's very disappointed and hurt. But he's very disappointed with America because we have been given so much and we have abused what we've been given. There's other countries right now where people have gone months and months without jobs. Yet a lot of us are still able to find a job with no issue. You can't even get a drop of food in another country unless it's a Goodwill church that want to help. But here in America, you can still get food down the street at a shelter, at a church. All you got to do is put on a mask, but you know, but you've got places you can go to get the help you need. But here's the thing. It's because many are their own worst enemy. Many are their own stumbling block. You have been given so much tools by God. Bible Learning Center. Leaders like Kim and Robin and myself and others. But yet, you don't take advantage of the tools that God's been giving you. And the reason why is because you are disadvantaging yourself. You think you're saved, but I'm really going to tell you something. If you're not putting in the time with the Lord, you're not saved. The Bible says that you know them by the fruit they bear. And Aaron will tell you, he was the one supposed to preach tonight. I didn't plan on none of this. I plan on just back, chilling, and giving the mic over to Aaron tonight. I said, Lord, I don't want to say all that tonight. The Lord said, shut your mouth. You do what I tell you. This correction is coming from more than just one person.
Amen.
We want to walk forward in Jesus. Apostle Kim.
Amen.
We want the benefits of the kingdom of the Most High and Living God, but we don't want to put nothing in to get it. What you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And some of you have become slouch potatoes. Where you want God to do anything for you, but you don't want to do nothing for Him. Some of you have been given places to stay. The Lord took you out of a bad situation into a better. But yet you continue to take advantage of the Lord's people when they have come forward. They have offered themselves to help you. They have offered to bring you out of your miry pit. You say, I don't know how. I don't know how. But your problem isn't that you don't know how. Your problem is that you don't want to change.
My God.
Your problem is you've been so used to being a certain way for so long that you don't like people telling you what to do. Well, let me tell you something. All your life you're going to have people that are going to tell you what to do. You're going to have rules and regulations. You're going to have the law and the truth. And if you don't like the truth, well, let me tell you something. You're going to bust hell wide open. In previous months, many have accused Apostle Nick of being pushy, of being overbearing, of being this, when this man of God has done nothing but want to sit and try to tell you the truth.
That goes for everybody up on this line, all the way to those that are listening. Hallelujah. And it's not just what Apostle Nick, but any good leader has spoken to the people that God has given to them. They have spoken things to you, but yet you yourself have chosen not to listen because you yourself do not want to change, and you yourself want to remain the way that you are because you become comfortable with the way that you are because you do not like to be told nothing. The Bible says that we ought to be forever learning. We say, humble thyself in the sight of God. And then we got people walking around with this Christianese and I'm Christian this, I'm Christian that. Well, let me tell you something, if you ain't got Christ, you're not nothing. And the Lord says, stop being a stumbling block for other people. It ain't meant for just one person to change. We all must change. Amen?
Amen.
If you want to make it to heaven, if you want to shout and pray, if you want to see what God can do for you, you must follow me before the King. And you should say, not my will, Lord, but your will be done.
Amen.
But here the problem, there's many that they want they will, and they want they way. Well, let me tell you something, your will and your way has done nothing but destroyed your life and messed you up to a point where God can no longer do nothing with you because you're nothing but no good. I tell you, Apostle Rob and Apostle Kim, this has been a long time coming. Long time coming. And I'm going to tell you something. If you think God needs you, God can turn around and find another willing vessel that's willing to abide by his will and be obedient to his word and be obedient in prayer, be obedient in praise and worship. They will say, hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. I hope everybody can hear what's being said here tonight, because this is the straight out. The Lord is saying this to everybody from the house, that's in this house all the way on this broadcast. And I hope that everybody, I hope, Kitty, you can hear what's being said. Amen?
Amen.
Can you hear that, Kitty?
Amen.
Although, the Lord tonight is in a correcting mode. Part of deliverance, part of a time of deliverance, Apostle Kim, is sometimes correction.
Amen.
The Bible says he corrects, he rebuke and rebuke those who he loves.
Amen.
See, many of us, we say with our mouths we love him, but our actions speak. Our actions speak different.
Preach,
Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't always open up a book and say, Revelations this or Exodus that. Sometimes he just preached the truth. And that truth came from his word. Because I can tell you, everything I'm saying here tonight can be backed up in Scripture. Thank you.
the message that he was going to come forward tonight with forgiveness is exactly true. Sisters and brothers, and he's going to bring that forward on Saturday. He's going to move it to Saturday. Hope you understand tonight, my brother, move it because the Holy Spirit is moving at the moment to resonate in the spirit of his people, to realize that it's either God's way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And that highway will lead you to hell. I got people, I was going through my discipleship training here in the underground academy that I've been doing. It's for the house church system that I've been telling y'all about. And I got to learn about the house church system before I can go out and tell anybody else about it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I know for a good point most of what God has done showed me, but now God's given me the equipping and the qualifications that I need so that when I go speak to people, I have some backing behind me. Now the Holy Spirit is my number one backing. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. This isn't about me, this isn't about anybody on this line, but it's about what Jesus wants to do in your life. But you yourself have become a stumbling block for yourself. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a hallelujah. Come on, somebody, tonight, give the Lord a praise. Come on, somebody, tonight, just give him a hallelujah and an amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to see and hear your voice tonight. It is so good to see you on here. The Lord said there ain't a time in an hour where excuses have to stop. In my office, I had a dresser in here, and I didn't want to redo my whole office. I've done redid my office over the last couple of months twice. This is the second time, and the Lord showed me. He said, "Here is where your ministry sign gonna go," and we did order a ministry sign, y'all. Hallelujah. When we're on live, amen.
Amen.
And then over here, the Lord said, "I don't know if y'all ever heard. We're gonna do a movie night, and I'm gonna show y'all how we can do a virtual movie night. And we're gonna do a virtual movie night for the ministry. And we're gonna watch a movie that is one of my wife's and my all-time favorite." And it's exactly what you need to be doing right now to change things in your families, in your lives, and what we need to do as a body of Christ as a whole. And I have now candles and incense and the prayer shawl and all of that. I got a prayer book with prayers. What you fill your home with is what's going to dictate what can touch you when you're inside your home or wherever else you go. What you fill your internal spirit with and then your atmosphere with is what's going to dictate the blessings or the benefits of God that come your way. Or they can bring cursings, things that are not good. It's your decision. But that, my favorite movie, I'm sure Kim and them have talked about this, and Robin knows about this one called The War Room.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The War Room. It's mine and my wife's favorite movie, and it shows you how to go into travailing prayer. This woman sat there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. She was taking people's prayer requests from her church and her family and wherever else, people would message these prayers to her. And she had a whole wall full of people's prayers. And then she had a wall of prayers for herself. It started with the prayers at the top to do with her relationship with the Lord, between her and the Father, because that's first, number one, importance. Then it came prayers for those around her that needed prayers, amen? Then that final prayer came for the healing and sickness and all that was going on within her own body. Hallelujah. Each one of us need a war room inside of our houses. I don't care if it's a closet. I don't care what it may be that you need wherever you are. If you got a bedroom, I don't care if you got a one bedroom. You take a small little shelf like I'm doing in my 5'8" office. I have a 5 foot by about 8 feet wide office, and I've been able to change the whole thing around where I got more room now than I did before when I had a dresser in here. I'll be able to put my son's schooling section to the left and my prayer altar area right here on top of the second shelf. Sisters and brothers, I'm teaching you how to change your atmosphere within your house and within your life. Amen?
Amen.
So if you want something besides wanting something from God, but if you want to learn how to be obedient, get at your prayer altar before the Lord and say, Lord, help me to learn how to be obedient. And say, Lord, take me to the scriptures in your word and show me what you want to show me. Be open-minded and open your heart to hear what he has to say to you when you're on your knees before him. Amen?
Amen.
What that means is we come to God with all these expectations, but we ourselves don't know how to just shut off our minds and shut off our wants and desires and say, Lord, let your will be done. Everybody got something going on in their life. But how you overcome it, hallelujah, is by changing your atmosphere of your life. And God ain't going to do it for you. He gave us the tools to do it. Now we ourselves need to go forward and take those tools, and we need to build that prayer room, build that atmosphere of praise and worship in our homes. That atmosphere of praise and worship and prayers in our lives.
Amen.
So that when you go before the next person that stands next to you, the power of God will hit them so heavy they won't even know that you won't even need to speak a word to them, because the Holy Ghost fire is already upon you. Well, it doesn't matter. They're already going to be set free, not because of you, because of the anointing is so strong within you that's radiating out of you. And that anointing comes from God himself, the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Ha ha! But I get excited!
Cool, Shema.
And tonight, y'all here, I'm not getting all loud like I did last time. The Lord said the spirit is subject to the believer. But God even rebuked me on that as well. Amen.
Amen.
Because we got to keep it to a certain town where we're not going to push folk out the door or down the street or out the wall, hallelujah, or up the wall. Amen.
Amen.
In this moment, the Lord says, some of y'all are like Humpty Dumpty sitting on the wall.
Come on.
He said, you've been, like I said, he said, you've been given so much. God has forgiven you so much. But he said, this is your last opportunity to change. He said, your excuses are done.
He said, this very moment, this very time, and this very millisecond, God said, you either start to change, you start to grab a hold of the people of God that have been putting your life as leaders that are trying to help you. Grab a hold of the wisdom and come on, Lord, it's thick tonight. Oh, the atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere is thick tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, God, but I feel some heat in the kitchen. I feel like a fire furnace on the inside of me. Woo! Go ahead, Lord, cinch it all out of me tonight, God. Woo! Let me move to the next level you have.
Amen.
Prophet King, the Lord said, from this moment forward, he said, I've been giving you and I'm giving you a gift to see when people are lying to you. Woo! God said, I'm greater than discernment, said the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, glory to your name.
My Aaron, the Lord said unto you, if tonight, if you grab a hold of the two women leaders that he done put in your life, the Lord said he's going to take your knowledge and your wisdom further than you've ever had before. And the Lord said, if you grab a hold of that Bible learning center and you do every aspect of what I've done told you to do, the Lord said, if you do it in this hour, if you do it in this moment, if you continue doing what you've been doing, the Lord said, hallelujah, that's high. The Lord said, I'm going to take care of it. You're worried about your dad. He said, you're still worried about your dad, but the Lord said, it's already taken care of. Doesn't matter what he thinks. God said, he called, he justified, he glorified who he want to call. Yes, eventually God did call you to be a pastor. But God said, in his timing. It took me 8 years to get to where I am. And it took me to go through being jumped 6 times, a pistol whipped on the back of my head, being shot at. Facing death 24 times, where I done seen what hell looks like and I seen what heaven looks like, and I felt fear like you never felt before. That is why God laid me where I am today and put me as the apostle that God has called me to be in these end times. God is laying a special order of apostles for these final days. The tribulation is about to hit us, and as that time hits us, the Lord said, I have my leaders who I want in place that are going to receive the people into the kingdom. Hallelujah. My people who have been called by my name. The Lord said, my brother, God is going to flourish you upon the virtual network internet. The Lord's going to teach you things that you've never known before. He says, I'm going to take you further, higher heights and deeper depths. He said, if you just grab a hold of my leaders that I've been giving you. Amen.
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 The name of the Lord said, in this hour, you do not have to lose your sight. The Lord said, if you just take some of the anointing oil over your eyes over the next 3 months, the Lord said that if you take some of the anointing oil and you let one of the prophets bless it for you, the Lord said, with a prophetic anointing, God said he will take your eyes and he will heal them. He said, you will not need cataract surgery. You will not need what the doctor's done told you. He said, because I am the great I am. And he said, because I am the pharmacist, I am the doctor, and I have the medicine in my word. And he said, I got the fluids you need, and that is my Holy Spirit. He said, now will you take what I've given you, and will you allow it to heal your eyes?
Do you understand, my sister? Sister Delina.
Amen. Yeah.
And the Lord said he's going to heal your cough as well.
Yeah, he did. He healed my cough.
But the Lord said he's going to heal your cough for good. He said, in this hour. He said, I'm also, he said, he wants you to drink apple cider vinegar 3 times a day for the next 3 months. Just a teaspoon. Not a lot. And he said, anoint yourself 3 times a day for the next 3 months with anointing oil. And he said, see what I'm about to do for you. He says, not only am I going to change your eyesight, he says, I'm going to take what man then thought you were not smart. He said, I'm going to make you who I have called you to be. Amen. He said, because you are smart. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. Who else here tonight? The Lord just said that there's 2 other people on here tonight that just need to touch the hem of his garment. The Lord said there's 2 other people tonight that need to touch the hem of his garment. Remember what he said in the Bible? He said, oh, who touched me? And I heard the call. And I came running to hear in my. Oh, he touched me. He said, here am I. In the heart of God. And I came running I heard the call, and I came running I said, here am I, oh, oh. He touched me. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like a heat kitchen tonight. And my heat ain't even running in the office right now. I feel like a heat kitchen with a cold chill upon my body. God said the anointing is flowing right now. He said, and if you will just touch the hem of his garment, he said, I will make you whole. Woo! Ha! Ho, 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 ho. Ho, la, ba, ba, ba. Apostle Kim, I know the Lord said you got something to say. He said you got something to say to you at the moment.
I'm just listening. I see it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Stay in the flow.
You hear that?
My God, my God, my God.
Lord said, do you hear that wind, Kim?
Yes. I hear the wind. Is it
breathing in? The Lord said, breathe in that wind. He said, for that wind is my wind of glory. He said, the doctor's been told you something recently. But the Lord said, I already done canceled the report. The Lord hasn't revealed to me what it is. But he said, they done told you something. But the Lord said, in this moment, it's canceled. Amen. He said, as you breathed that wind in, he said, my realm of electricity in the spiritual realm is going through your body. Whew, and I'm making everything whole because what I'm about to have you do for my kingdom, I need you whole. My wife, come here a minute. Whew. Ooh, I never felt the heat like this before, Robin. The Lord said, I don't even need anointing all right now because the anointing is flowing. Because it's his anointing. Oh, the Lord said, just grab a hold of his water spirit tonight. He said, for I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And what you thought you couldn't do, the Lord said you can do. Woo! Ha! Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Woo! Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Just close your eyes. Put your hands up. Hallelujah. Just put that phone down for a minute. Oh. Woo! Healing. That pain in your body, the Lord said, is done. The pain that was going on with your hand and your arm and your wrist, the Lord said, healed by his blood, I have made you whole and made you well again. And he said, COVID cannot attack you. He said, for you are healed by my stripes, saith the Lord. Woo! You feel that anointing, sir. Higher heights and deeper depths. Kim, the Lord said that while I had my hand on it, the Lord said that you so soul, he's got something to speak through you. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, the floor is yours, Kim.
Father, have your way. You shall not come above she keep it.
I feel the Lord saying that while you're speaking in tongues, the Lord said, I take my spirit that I have given my daughter Kim, and the Lord says, I lay it upon you, Leslie. He says, for I've called you all as like-minded and like-spirited. God said, best friend. He says, I'm giving you new best friends. New best friends that are going to bring you to higher heights and deeper depths. That are going to take you where you never thought you could go. The Lord said they're going to walk alongside of you as your armor bearers. As your sisters in Christ.
Hallelujah. The Lord says, do you want that deliverance tonight? He said, come on in here. Come on to the hem of his garment. She said, yes, everybody. Hallelujah. I have been instructed that I am not to pray for her at the moment because I've been ministering to her and praying for her. And so the Lord has told me that I am to pass back the mic to Apostle Kim as she prays for Kitty. Amen. The Lord wants her he wants to give her the right mind, Kim. That mind that be in Christ, amen. So,
yes, so
pass over again the mic to you, and then you say whatever else the Lord has for you. You know of what she's been going through because y'all have had conversations. Amen. And so the Lord said, I'm just going to lay a hand upon her as you pray for her and you speak whatever the Lord has upon your spirit.
Father God, I come to you, keep it before you, oh God. For Father, you know all about it, oh God. Father, your will be done in Kitty's life, Father. If Kitty submits to you, oh God, and you alone,
yes,
oh God, that she will do what she said she would do. Help her to obey, oh God. Oh God, help her to be more like you. Not her will, but thy will be done. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Shabbat, Kobobosh.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Shabbat, Kobobosh. Ah, God. The kitty. The Shabbat, Kobobosh. Know that you are loved and appreciated. Often misunderstood. Shalom Kobobosh. Be still and allow him to be God. Take some time and just relax and breathe. Oh, Shalom Kobobosh. Stop trying to prove right or wrong. Just be still. All battles are not yours to fight. Just be still and let him be God. Just surrender to his will and his way. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Shaman Kobobo Shikiribi.
Hallelujah. You accept it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Minister Aaron, if you will pray for her surgery on Wednesday.
Do what?
If you will pray for her surgery. She's having a surgery on Wednesday. They're going to remove hiatal hernia. She tore her diaphragm, so they're doing surgery on the inside of her body. Minister Aaron, if you could just go ahead and pray for her.
Jesus, we pray for this beautiful sister of ours that touched her. God, you guide these surgeon hands. You're the surgeon, so we pray for your will to be done in this surgery, God, and you touch the surgeon's hand so they could be all about this, so those hands could be just do the right stuff for your will. And you know the situation, you know what's going on. God, I pray for these surgeon's hands right now in Jesus' name to be guided by you, and your will be done. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else on here tonight that needs prayer? Anybody else that needs prayer tonight?
Amen. Brother Kenny, do you need prayer? Can you hear me, Brother Kenny? All right, well, anyone else that may need to prayer tonight, Brother Kenny, Aaron, we're just going to say a generalized prayer over you, and then we're going to go ahead and close. Amen. Our God, we stand here today, Father. We feel that we can face this future only with you. And only through your presence and your guidance can we make it. Each of us, Lord, have our expectations and hopes for this year ahead of us, God. But today, Lord, I pray that we allow you to hold us together in your wisdom. And that the challenges that meet with us, that we will learn to rest in you. We seek the assurance of your unchanging love. And in the midst of the uncertainties in our lives in this world today, we know that we are no more than just pilgrims passing through. As we look ahead to another hallelujah future with you, Father, then Lord, we will allow you to help us shape our lives, and that we will be grateful, eternally grateful to you. Lord, that we'll have attitudes of change. Our hearts will change, our minds will change, our spirits will change, and that they will be honored and pleasing to you tonight. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who would like to learn to pray? Learn how to pray us out. Amen. We got everybody's mic open tonight, so whoever would like to pray us out or learn to pray us out. Amen. Who would like to? Floor is open. Amen.
I'll pray.
Go ahead, Darina.
Lord, we come to you tonight to say thank you for this wonderful service that we had with you tonight. And we pray that we will leave the service enriched in your power and your name. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good night,
amen.
Everybody.
Amen. Everybody have a good and great and wonderful night. And we will see you on Saturday.
And I know my wife had something she would like to say tonight. Did you still want something to say, Leslie? All right. Well, she'll bring it Saturday morning when Minister Aaron does a service with preaching. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we'll see you guys again on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't just leave it to Apostle Kim and Apostle Robin. Come on out at 775-799-9400, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. come on out and be with them and pray and go with the Lord in the spirit of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everybody have a good night. We'll see you again Saturday. Friday.